This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind. Is rent really going down in Florida? Find out more in this week's Real Estate Market Update. But before that, let's take a look at this week's housing market data. This week, the number of applications to buy a house took a nosedive compared to last week. We're talking about 1%, a 1% drop, which might not seem like much, but it's like the housing market hit the snooze button and it's adulting for a little bit. This one's basically flatlining. People aren't hitting Google up anymore than last month to search for houses on sale. Looks like the house hunt is on hold for now. With these interest rates, that makes sense. At $374,047, the median home price is not playing. Forget the latest sneaker drop. That kind of cash could buy you a whole shoe store. If the housing market got you concerned, the median asking price for a house is at a whopping $404,273. Forking over rent every month, the median mortgage payment is $2,685 at a 6.74% interest rate. That's like spending that much on fancy coffee every month for years, except you would actually own the place. The housing market is pretty weird right now, as there are 15% more houses on the market this year compared to last year. More options to swipe through, but competition might also be a bit fierce. There are more houses on the market these days. The number of homes available is up 4.9% compared to last year. Think of it as more options to browse for your dream house on the real estate apps you might use. And lastly, homes are typically only on the market for 47 days, so be ready to DM your realtor if you see a hot listing that you like that caught your attention. Now, 43 days seems like a long time, but it's not, guys. We're really just going back to normal. Normal time. For normal hold time to sell a house is usually between 60, 90, 120 days, sometimes depending on the house. That's normal, guys. We just came off doing 85 miles per hour on the highway to doing 45, and we're feeling the shock, right? Houses were flying off the market in 2 weeks, 50,000 over asking just 18 months ago, guys. And now we're talking about 43 days. And that seems like an eternity, but in the grand scheme of things, guys, this is not an eternity. And attention, Florida renters. Remember those rent spikes that you saw in 2021? Right now, it's slowing down, and in some places, even dropping. There's a ton of empty apartments, vacancies sitting out there, and not enough people looking to rent. The prices can't keep going up as fast, right? That's what's happening in Florida. There are more apartments available, and there might be fewer renters because some giant corporations have been buying up houses like crazy to rent them out to basically the regular American consumers. These are the mega landlords, right? These big institutional buyers are buying all these single family houses. Here's the plot twist. These companies own a ton of houses. They own over 100,000 of them. And according to the report in the state of Florida, what they decide to do with all of those houses could affect rent prices in the future. So the good news, rent isn't going up like crazy anymore in Florida. You might actually be able to afford that brunch mimosa you've been eyeing, but the jury is still out on whether this is a permanent cool down or is a permanent or just a temporary break in the storm. So stay tuned. For future updates, this story is still unfolding, and we'll keep you posted on what these mega landlords do next. As a whole, we are seeing less demand in rents, right? Less demand in renters in the market, which is causing rents to flatten out and in some places decline. What we have been seeing, what the reports are showing, that is that January and February, we saw a decline in rents across the country. And in March, things flattened out. If you're a landlord, you're hoping for this. If you're a renter, you're not. But we're expecting rents to keep coming back up. I want to share something on this, something to consider. We have 1.8 million immigrants that came into this country that we know of that have to go back to court or they have a hearing or whatever. We know undocumented immigrants. That's that we know of. Let's just say there's another 200,000, so we'll round up to 2 million people. Before we had these interest rates hikes that slowed down the real estate market, we had anywhere between, depending on who you talk to, 3.5 to 4 million units short for housing in the United States of America. Now you just dump another 2 million people that need a place to live. If you're thinking about being in real estate, my recommendation is get into real estate now. Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait, because those people need to be housed. Those people are going to need a place to live, and the government is going to have to solve that problem. They're going to solve the problem the way they solve every other problem. They throw money at the problem. So be the solution to the problem that's coming down the pipeline. Simple math, right? 2 million new people is going to put a demand, a major demand on real estate. So there's a lot of gloom and doom people out there as it pertains to real estate. I believe that the greatest opportunity right now in the economy is real estate. If you can make the numbers work and you can buy real estate with the current interest rates, the interest rates will come down. The Fed's already said that they still plan to drop the interest rates as of today, March 21st, 2024. Yesterday, Jay Powell said that they still have plans to drop the interest rates 3 times this year. That would be an estimated of 75 basis points. When they do that, the buyer demand is going to come back because we have a shortage of housing, guys. What do you think is going to happen? Love to hear your thoughts in the comments. Let me know what you think. And this has been your weekly real estate market update. I'll see you guys next week. Peace. And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.